places that lend the ears to limitation, cause that's no means to an end. Let me tell you something about the days gone by. The time it flows like the current of the riverside. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true.
Scream, ring the dark with my friends, ruin my heart. Everyone, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the WMFO Music Department Hour, officially every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and my co-host...
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Benny, DJ, otherwise known as DJ Tortoise on air.
DJ Tortoise.
Yeah. My show is... Tuesdays at 10 p.m. officially, Those Dudes from Earlier, featuring myself and my friend Dan Swing Theory and Scott Solinox. Three of us kicking some tunes.
Heck yeah, and mine is highly recommended. It is on Thursday night at 4 p.m., and it is full of music that I recommend highly to you guys. And we are going to start it off with... this is the Music Department Hour, where we talk about all things WMFO and Music Department. So that is events, and concerts, and new music, and Tufts bands.
Interviews.
Lots of cool stuff. So if you are interested in WMFO, this is the hour for you. We are going to start things off this hour with... a new song about the climate strike, which occurred on the 20th. That was this Friday. Did you see any of the protesters?
I did. I was there.
Oh, very good. I was on my way to my internship, but they all got onto the tee and I tapped my foot, nodded along with their chants.
There you go.
It was good. Very wholesome. Very cool. Very important cause. So this is Strike a Light by Bruce Campbell.
Strike a light, feel the flame, let it shine, be the change, rise above conformity, make a little history. Someone's got to stand up and stop this senseless ruin. Look and you can see there's trouble brewing. Take a breath, let it out. Was there ever any doubt? From the highest to the least, most of us just want peace. Nothing ever came to good by doing evil. Don't listen to the whisper of the devil. The devil. Strike a
this people sacrificing all that's wild and good. They'd melt this planet down if they could. Sure, there's people trying to put a price on everything. They'd sell it all and then we'd all have nothing, nothing. Someone's got to stand up and stop this senseless ruin. Look and you can see there's trouble brewing. Someone's got to stand up for those that have no voices. In the end, it's all about our choices, our choices. Strike a light, feel the flame. Let it shine, be the change. Rise above conformity. Make a little history. Someone's got to stand up and stop this senseless ruin. Look and you can see there's trouble brewing. Someone's got to stand up for those that have no voices. In the end, it's all about our choices, our choices, our choices.
something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. Simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. Very old, but it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. It might be fun with something cool. I'll bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. And I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall. Just a memory I had, one I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad. About a date, oh wait, I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something.
Hello, that was just June Christie with Something Cool, a request from a listener. If any of you guys have requests, you can call in at 855-915-9636. It's 855-915-WMFO. Before that, we had a couple of new songs. We had Live and Brilliant with The Habit, or Saya, No Regrets, Bruce Campbell's Strike a Light. That was for the climate strike once again, which is very important, you know, gotta protect, yeah, I mean, just we have a lot of resources, but what are any of our other resources without our natural resources? Kind of can't really do much if the earth is broken. So coming up next, we're going to be playing some albums for you guys here at WMFO. We're gonna be doing a lot more vinyl coming up, trying to go old school, having it you know, the classic way. It's a bit more fun spinning vinyl. It's definitely more frantic, less relaxing, but in a good way. It's a bit more, you know, it's a challenge. Being a DJ, it's a bit more of a, I don't know, jargon. There's a reason why there's jargon and technology. That's not easy. And it's a fun skill. Anyway, so coming up next, we are going to have some Jethro Tull.
Love.
on behind me right now, we have Pharaoh's Dance by Miles Davis. Before that, we had Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull. And I would just like to apologize for such a long song so early in the day. But we are currently recording training videos for new DJs. The new schedule came out last night, this morning, at midnight. So we will definitely resume more music department-themed programming next week with the new music and the interviews and the Tufts bands and all of that good stuff, events, concerts. But right now, we are going to record a video so that new DJs know how to spin vinyl just like us. And now, some numbers to think about. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And there you have it. That's some...
He's drinking 10 drinks a day.
I want to know the standard deviation of this.
Yeah, they didn't have any details. There's a graph.
That's why.
No, let's put on
that's
that.
That's actually why. If you look... Okay, so let's talk about this. Hi, everyone. This is DJ's Holstoy talking to you about statistics. So if you actually look, they say... Okay, on average, it's more than 10 drinks a day. But the top decile drinks 74 drinks a week, and the bottom three deciles, the bottom 30% don't drink any at all.
Who is drinking 74 drinks a week?
Alcoholics.
That just seems... Oh my god.
Yeah. No, and that's kind of par for the course.
You gotta think, like, you fill yourself, like, a large glass of whiskey.
Yeah,
that's already, like...
It's like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that twice. Maybe have a couple beers.
You know.
Mm. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. And then you get, like, the intervention style people who are, like, you know, taking a handle of vodka a day, you know.
Yeah.
To get to work, you know.
Just some numbers to think about.
Well, anyways.
Yeah. No. You know, but
this isn't a very helpful PSA.
No, it's helpful, but it's misleading, and it makes me sad. Like, look, like, the standard deviation, it looks like the sixth decile is only like one drink a week.
But also, like, I feel like if you're going to present this information, maybe you should also say, like, hey, if you think that you are well above the average, or just like what healthy drinking is, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that should just be part of it, but
yeah,
I guess not.
Because I feel like in one way people are going to be like, oh, look, like, if you say 10 drinks a day, you literally erase the top, like, 30%. 30 to 50%, because 0.14 drinks.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally, like, erasing, like, half of this sample size and only doing this. But this is... Look. Statistics.
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 Craziness. Yeah. Anyway, we are going to record our video for those new DJs. This is Mellow Max and DJ Tolstoy.
Hi.
And DJ...
Tortoise.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say turtle. Sorry.
No offense. Oh, hang on. No, you have a tortoise
day.
Hat right now.
I do. I have a brand.
Whoa.
That's
and
so
you're wearing,
cute.
like, it's like brownish green shirt. It goes. But you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. We're going to have more Miles Davis closing out the hour. Thank you for your input, Car on the Street. We always like to hear from you guys, the people of Medford, Somerville. We're here for you. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week. We can all talk about our shows, too. I'm highly recommended. Thursday evening. Wow. 4 p.m.
Wow. I'm the Small Cactus Radio Hour, Mondays at 10. Be there, be square.
10 p.m.?
10 p.m.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
My show is Those Dudes from Earlier at 10 p.m. on Tuesday nights. Me and my friends Scott and Dan. Check it out.
When you said that name before, I thought you were like, oh, did they come on the air before the show and it's just the name of your show?
Yep. Those dudes from earlier.
I love it.
That's us.
That's so cool.
Love that.
Yeah. So bunch of good radio shows, new schedules up. We are going to be adding in new DJs, soon.
Couple weeks.
Yeet. Almost there. Yeet. All right. Enjoy your Sunday evening.
Been paralyzed, I can't make a move.